Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher. Chuck Hatcher, thank you so much for letting us be a part of your Saturday morning with our update with the great Legends of Sports, voice of the Legends of Sports, voted the number one sports talk show for Legends on radio, and soon to be on Simulcast TV. You'll be able to put some faces with the voices soon coming up. Also, we'd like to announce the launch of our new SportsInsideAndOut.com TV network on our web-based broadcast network that will be launching in August, too. And you'll be able to see some streams and live broadcasts and now also live remotes that we got going on around the country. That's really, really exciting. We're so happy to be a part of that. GovServe Plus, that's right. We're going to be a subsidiary working with that communications company, one of the leaders in the world in communications, working with the government as well. And, of course, we're looking forward to being involved with Stella Entertainment Awards Network coming in for our simulcast second quarter 2017. That's right. We're also broadcasting on SoundCloud internationally. Thanks so much for the 20-plus countries that are tuning in to Sports Inside and Out now. And we're so happy to have the voice of the Legends of Sports around the world, voted the number one sports talk show for radio. Also, a great shout-out to our military personnel. That's right. We like to give a great, great appreciation to our military men and women around the world that's keeping us safe here and abroad, along with our allies. That's right. Teamwork makes the dream work in the United States Army, supporting our Shoot for the Star program. And, of course, the American Forces Network. We've been associated with the American Forces Network for well over 15-plus years now, and we're so happy to be the voice of the Legends of Sports of all of our military personnel and bases and military installations around the world. And, of course, we got to give a great shout-out to Seabreeze and the Baker's home. Clarence Baker, CEO of Seabreeze, and, of course, a longtime supporter of Legends of Sports, the leader in transitional housing and health care for wounded warriors and more. Of course, we got to give another shout-out to Nissan, our support with one of the premier Nissan dealerships in the country. That's right, Chesapeake Nissan, Norfolk Nissan, one of the top premier Nissan dealerships in the country. Those former basketball players from the University of North Carolina, Charlotte, are supporting our transportation with the great Legends of Sports when we're in the Mid-Atlantic and Virginia area. If you're ever in the Tidewater area, you tell them this Coach Hatcher, Wally Jones, and the Legends sent you by. They'll make a great deal for you. Well, let's go ahead and get started. We got Wally Wonder coming up, and we got a special situation coming up. We're going to talk just a little bit about, of course, the playoffs, but Wally's got a great, interesting program, as always, happening there in the Florida area, and we got a special guest that's going to be joining Wally. But right now, Wally, are you on? Let's talk about the playoffs, man. It looks like it's locked and loaded, ready to go. And the Beast from the East is going to be interesting. But of course, we pretty much know what's going on out west with the OKC and Golden State matchup. It's going to be interesting. I'm quite sure this is going to be evident of the outcome, but hopefully it'll be a good matchup out there. Let's talk about it, Wally. Wally, there?
How you doing?
Is that Wally there?
No, it's Bobby Hunter. How you doing?
Wally? Yeah. Wally?
Yeah, I'm here. Coach, how you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good, babe. What's going on? Hey, Bobby, how you doing, babe? Yeah.
Fine. Hey, Wally, how you doing?
Bobby Z popped in. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Bobby's all around. I contributed from the Harlem Globetrotters. Lessons on. I didn't see it up popping up on the screen. I just now I see it just, it's got the signal right next to you, Bobby. But great situation for the playoffs. Before you get to your guest, Bob, Wally, let's talk about 5 minutes about the playoffs and get your contribution on that. And Wally, of course, then you'll introduce your guest.
All right. Well, first off, I'm down here in Miami, and I was very excited that that small ball did work out. I mean, of course, Dwayne Wade was Dwayne Wade, and that's something very important. They paid Goran Dragic $80 million, so he came through. $80 million worth with 30 points and attacked and attacked. So the matchup was great. Of course, Kyle Lowry, of course, I got to speak about him, Villanova alum, and, of course, DeRozan. Those two guys are playing some great basketball, but the Heat had to have it, and they took care of business with small ball. It's going to be a tough situation going up to Toronto Sunday, Coach and Bob. Not only that, the influence of not only the crowd, but I just think that home court advantage really takes precedent when it comes to playoff time. So I really think it's going to be a tough situation for them. What do you think about that, Bob? I know you looked at the game.
I have nothing to say, Wally, whatsoever after San Antonio lost. And I said that Toronto would beat the Heat. I have nothing to say.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a great series. Speaking about that series, Oklahoma looks good. That's all I have to say. Those young legs, again, showed off. The young legs are there. I mean, these guys are the two of the top players that are playing. But I like Donovan's coaching because he played the big ball, Adams and Cantor. And they just out-muscled them. They beat them up. They beat them up, really. That's the game in playoffs. It's physical. And those two young men, I'm telling you, Durant and Westbrook, two of the best I've seen. They go at you all game long. That's a tough, tough series, but it's going to be a good one, Coach Bobby.
It will be. I'll agree one thing. You know, OKC got one gear.
Oh, and, my goodness. Yes, they do.
They attack. They attack. They constantly attack. And one thing I think, and Bobby, we'll talk about, you know, before we ease back into the East, is that they're going to have to come semi-small and have a lot of intensity on defense. Now, who has the tenaciousness of old-time defense to be able to go line to line to interfere with the rhythm of Steph is going to be the key, because if they let him get off, then, you know, they might as well be just like the regular season. So it's going to be very interesting because they got a small ball, a small game matchup that's unprecedented right now in basketball, today's basketball, I should say, always today's basketball. So it's going to be interesting. And, of course, I'm just super impressed, man. Lou has done such a great job, Bobby. Let me tell you, that boy, you know, I was always impressed with his being underrated in the league, but he was a hard-nosed guard when he played the game. And he knows the value of a guard's perspective and defense and getting the ball around. And he's got him playing a warrior-like, a spur-like type of offense that's conducive for these guys. They're whipping that ball around, and LeBron's doing something along with Tyree Irving. They're looking for guys to get to their spots around their offense. So it is interesting. You know, the whole key to me is how they split the first game. If they split one in Golden State, it's going to be an interesting series, guys.
You know? Yeah, it definitely will be. They beat them three times during the year. The Warriors did beat OKC. I'm seeing OKC right now, but when you talk about LeBron and them, I think they're going to win the East. Hands down. I don't care whether they play Miami or Toronto, but I just jumped to another one because, it's been exciting basketball on both ends. Even though it's been ugly ball, it's been some rough ball with that Toronto-Miami Heat series. It's just physical, I like it. I like it where they play, and I know sometimes it looks ugly. The You're talking about, again, the shooting percentage are down, of course, because of the defense. And both of those guys, both of those teams are grind-out defense. But I'm looking for Monday when OKC and Warriors, I think everybody's excited about that matchup. And it's going to be exciting.
It's going to be interesting. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. How they react there in Golden State is going to be key. Bobby, before we get into
our question,
Wally's got up. What's up, huh? What do you say, Bob?
I have nothing to say.
Bobby ain't got that to do.
You know what? I was very excited, though, you know, just looking at history, Lynette Woodard being the first woman to play professional basketball, and 1996, the Sparks playing the Liberty, the first woman's game. That was very, very exciting. And, wow, what is it, 25 years now?
Yeah, it's fast as fast, man. You know, we got
one,
you know, our Susan Summers, who was one of the great pioneers in women basketball, in the old Women's Basketball League. You know, she's, we got to reach back and get Susan now. It's about just about that time where it's, you know, we'll be ready to transition into our next phase, our next page in our broadcasting. You know, she's played against some of the greats of the greats, and we had a great time there in Orlando sometime back, Bobby and Wally, to have Lynette come over to the table when we had a chance to meet her. And I forgot who else came with her, one of the legends.
Teresa Edwards was there.
The coach got upset down there, man. They knew two beautiful young ladies came over there and started getting the coach upset. Couldn't even broadcast right. I mean, you know.
Matter of fact, Teresa Edwards and Lynette Woodard both were going to go to Senegal this summer with me. But Teresa's going to do the basketball camp at the Rucker, and Lynette Woodard is going to go over to Senegal.
Yeah, well, that Rucker thing, we definitely – got that on the radar. Matter of fact, I think one of our sponsors, Clarence Baker, is talking about, you know, our dear friend is bringing his situation in to meet us there. And we should definitely have that situation ready for the Bucket Baker League.
Yeah, hey, well,
you're
right. I have, because of down here in Florida, and I have an opportunity to work with a lot of groups and speak with a lot of organizations, but I don't know whether Barry's on. Barry, are you on?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm right here.
All right. Welcome to the show, Barry. Welcome to the show, my man.
Coach, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, very welcome. Yeah, give our audience, and particularly our listeners overseas, Barry, a little rundown, because, you know, both Conus and Old Conus, they need to know is you've been doing something very special for a good little while down there. Is it in Boca Raton? Where is it at?
Boynton Beach.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wally? Yeah.
Barry? Give us a little background, Barry, about, of course, your background and then about your organizational club that I'll be able to meet with. I've just talked to one of your supporters and members, Mr. Pepper, and we were just talking, and I'm really excited about tomorrow speaking at your gathering. Could you tell us about yourself first? Because that's important, and then about the group that I'll be addressing on Sunday.
Sure. I was a Brooklyn Dodger fan. I grew up in Brooklyn, New York.
You got a cheerleader.
And around the age of 12, I used to write letters to the Dodgers asking for an autograph, and I would put a postcard with the letter, and they would sign the postcard, and I would get it back, and that's how I started collecting autographs and memorabilia, and I would put them in a camp trunk that we had in the apartment, and my brother collected baseball cards, and he put them in the camp trunk as well. When we moved from Brooklyn to Queens, we put the camp trunk up in the attic, and we both kept collecting and filling up the camp trunk. Eventually, I finished school, and I got married, and I had my own apartment. and I continued to collect and keep them in my apartment. My dad got sick, passed away early. My mom sold the house and threw out the camp trunk. And all the autographs, all the cards were gone. I thought my brother was going to go over there and kill her. But I still continued to collect, and I got a job in the garment center as a salesman. And I did that for a few years. And then I got a second job in the garment center as a sales manager. And then I got a third job. I went into my own business in the garment center. And that's when I really started to collect memorabilia, because what I would do is send a letter to the ball player asking him to sign the picture or whatever it was I put there. And at the bottom of the letter, what size dress does your wife wear? And inevitably, they always came back, size 8, size 10, or whatever it was, and I would send out a dress as a thank you for them signing the picture or whatever I had sent. And these wives would start emptying out the closet, sending me pictures, programs, uniforms. It was unbelievable what I kept getting. And one day I decided to go to the Basketball Hall of Fame. And I went up there and I met the director, Lee Williams, who I had sent dresses to his wife. And Jerry Healy was his assistant. I had sent dresses to his wife. And they showed me around. And at the end of the day, Jerry gave me a list of all of the Hall of Famers with their home address. Now I was really in business. And I sent letters out to everybody. And they all came back signing things. And I would be sending out dresses to all of them as a thank you and things like that. And I really had a lot of fun doing it. I also went to the enshrinement ceremonies every year, and I went to the All-Star Game every year. And the special thing about the enshrinement ceremony was about a month before the enshrinement ceremony, I would write to about 20, 30 women asking them if they were going to be there. The ones that were going to be there, I had a special black book that I kept a record of everything that I had sent out to all the different women, because you don't want to send the same dress to two different women. That would be a no-no. So Friday evening was always a big cocktail party, and I was standing there having a drink and talking to a few people, and as these women would get off the elevator, I would be about 20, 30 feet away. They would come running over to me and giving me a big hug and thank you, and they would do a pirouette, how do I look in your dress, and all that type of stuff. And I used to get a big kick out of all of that. And one year when this was going on, a lot of women were crowded around me and asking me all kinds of questions about the dresses that they were wearing. And this fella came over to me, and he said, I'm the guest of honor tonight, and I see that everybody is coming over to you, giving you a hug and doing pirouettes around. Who are you? And I told him who I was, and I was a dress manufacturer, and I give these women a lot of dresses. And I said, who are you? And he said, well, my name is Michael Dukakis. I'm running for president. He was concerned that everybody's coming to me. He's the guest of honor, and nobody was going over to him.
Yeah.
I had a lot of interesting situations during All-Star games and enshrinement ceremonies. I got a chance to meet a lot of players that I admired. The best meeting that I ever had was with John Wooden. I used to write letters to Mr. Wooden, and he would always sign them with a nice little note. And his roommate in college at Purdue was Charles Murphy. And Charles Murphy and I had a very good relationship. Conversation, he lived in Florida, and I saw him a couple of times. And I got the feeling that Charles Murphy let Coach Wooden know that we had a good relationship, which is why Coach Wooden always signed everything and anything that I sent him. And I was going out to California for business one time, and I sent a letter to the coach asking him if we could get together for breakfast or lunch. I'd like to meet him. And he wrote me back that, and I'm making up a date, I'll meet you Monday at 10:30 at such and such restaurant. He used to go to the cemetery every day to talk to his wife, who had passed away several years before. He went there every day, and then he would go to this restaurant for a cup of coffee. So I met him at this restaurant, and we sat and talked, and it was like listening to God speak to you. He was so nice. He was so forthcoming in everything that he said to me. And I said to him, Coach, you know, you've had a lot of great players, Lou Alcindor, Bill Walton, and we went on and on. I said, which guy gave you the most trouble? And he said, well, without a doubt, Bill Walton. Bill Walton walked to the beat of a different drum. It was hard to communicate at times with Bill Walton. I said, well, how did he test you? He said, well, one incident I'll tell you about. He said, we were in a tournament, a week-long tournament, and we got to the finals on a Sunday, and I was talking to the team in the locker room before they went out, and I said, okay, let's go. Everybody get up and run out to warm up. And he said, Bill, you stay here. I want to talk to you a minute. And he said, you know, Bill, we have rules here at UCLA. I want all my players clean shaven. And you've got about a week-long beard there, and, you know, you just can't go out on the floor and play with that beard. And Walton said to him, Coach, I shaved the first day of the tournament, and since we were winning, I didn't want to jinx us, and I didn't want to shave until the tournament was over. And Coach Wooden said, well, Bill, if that's what you believe, then I think that you should stand by whatever you believe. But we're going to miss you out there this afternoon, Bill. We're going to try hard, even though you're not out there. You know,
yeah.
You do what you think is best. And he got up and he walked out to the floor. And Coach said, in about 2 minutes, Bill came running out of the locker room, clean shaven and ready to go.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I know a lot what you're talking about, Barry, because my best friend and brother, Walt Hazard, was the first winner for John Wooden. So I had a chance to meet John Wooden, a wonderful man, just like you said. Now, about your club, and I'm speaking at a club. Tell us about your organization that I'll be speaking at tomorrow.
Well, the organization is just a men's club breakfast where we have different people come in once a month and talk like I wrote the letter to you. And we try to get a variety of people, not just sports people, but people from all walks of life, make it interesting for all the members. And we get a pretty good turnout. We've got about 250 members in the club. Some of them are snowbirds where they go back up north. But we still have a great representation, which we'll have for you tomorrow. It's a very nice organization, very nice.
Well, you know, I know, Coach, you know quite well one of our best friends and one of our contributors when we first started Sports Inside and Out. Sam Jones is one of his guests, Coach. Coach
oh,
Jones.
Yeah.
Sam Jones, Boston Celtic legend. Barry told me they had a wonderful – yeah, tell us about it, Barry.
Sam was there last fall, I think it was September. He was terrific, absolutely terrific. He didn't have any speech prepared or anything like that. Just talked about his playing days, then he answered questions. Somebody in the audience said to him, if you were playing today, how much money do you think you'd get paid? And he said, well, probably $2 or $3 million. And the guy said, "That's all?" He said, "Well, I'm 82 years old. What do you expect them to pay me?"
That's just like it.
Barry, we really appreciate you being on, Barry, and I'm looking forward for tomorrow. And actually, I have an old film anyway, Coach, you know, of our championship team, so I'm going to get a chance to show the group that. And looking forward for it, Barry. But, again, appreciate you being on, Barry.
Coach, it was nice talking
Brooklyn Dodgers.
All right. Always.
All right,
always.
And Wally, I will see you tomorrow morning.
Fantastic. All right, thank you for being on.
It's always good to have those type of personalities. This is what it's all about, sports inside and out. You know, these are the people behind the sports scenes that support what we do so long. And, of course, one thing we forgot, we're very happy in support of our organization, Bobby and Mouth and all the other great legends, Harlem Globetrotters, WNBA, the Retired Players Association. And we'll continually vanguard the brand of the Retired Players Association, being the voice of the legends of sports. Also, guys, we got an opportunity coming up now with our new format that Wally, we talked briefly about the format with Charles, the CEO of GovServe Plus, your involvement in the life of my children. You know, we call it just an interactive family because Askie is like my nephew as well. So, you know, this format that we've gotten is going to be very interesting because we'll be ready then to actually highlight each chapter of the National Basketball Retired Players Association. It's going to be interesting with that, along with the other cadre of great legends in other sports. And we're going to be zeroing in on each of the presidents and their chapters, seeing what the initiatives and what legends they want to facilitate of coming in and being a voice, being the platform voice. So it's going to be a great situation, guys, to be able to have it. We're looking very shortly in August. August is the magic month for that great launch. It's going to be interesting, Bobby and them, because this particular communication and TV website is going to be unlike any, because it's going to be totally interactive. You'll be able to see these live stream broadcasts, not just on the screen or the show itself. I mean, on the website itself, the TV.com website. But you'll be able to interact, actually blog and chat as the programs and shows are going on. And then when you have situations that you want to actually be a part of one of the interactive interviews, there are going to be an app that you can download and be a part of that. So it's going to be tremendous. This new technology is ever evolving. And it's going to be very interesting, guys, to be able to have that. Shot times and shot by so quickly, Bobby. And let's talk about Bobby. You got a special guest coming up on the Harlem Globetrotter Legends on Tuesday. Who is that going to be, babe?
That looks like Nancy Lieberman is going to be coming on, and she'll be talking about her new project, Dream Courts, that will be placed all over the United States.
Right, that's the same one that Gator Rivers was talking about that on that last interview, right?
You are correct. And it'll be recreational facilities that will help communities that do not have recreation in their area. It's not only the court, the clinicians come with it. It's going to be a great event. You know, Howie Garfinkel, I was going over Howie Garfinkel when we played against the Nationals, and that was a team he had back in the 50s that played high school championship ball. What a great guy.
Right. Well, it's going to be fantastic, of course. As you know, Bobby, we're going to combine that, Molly, for for a tie-in with your show on Tuesday. That'll be excellent to have Master Lieberman, who's on the board of Retired Players Association. Hey, listen, got to get out of here. Thank you so much for joining us and letting us be a part of your day. All right, guys? So I'll be right back at you guys. Okay, thanks a lot.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
Chicka, chicka, boom.
Chicka, chicka, boom. All right.